We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 39 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, channel 24 on Videocable Vallemi. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, and channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Core, channel 27 on Core Videocable. In Santani Tapiraquai, channel 30. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatsu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatsu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and Environ on Siatset.
Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Edvinet City, channel Z26 on Al-Khartenger Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Al-Khar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotuth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Chinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian state allocates $1.7 million to provide specialized information to growers of fruits and vegetables. In veg news, the Tokyo Veggie Food Festa 2009 in Japan hosts a two-day gathering with all plant-based food. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 23rd, celebrates the birthday of the 125th Emperor of Japan. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito, born in 1933 in Tokyo, to His Imperial Majesty Emperor Hirohito and Her Imperial Majesty Empress Kojin. His Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito began the era called Heisei, which means achievement of universal peace. His Imperial Majesty celebrated his 20th anniversary in 2009 of his ascension to the chrysanthemum throne. It is the world's oldest hereditary monarchy. We respectfully wish Your Imperial Majesty Emperor Akihito the best of health and a very peace-filled birthday.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Nepal. From October 3rd to 7th, Nepal was swept with unexpected torrential rains that overflowed the Yangon and Pentora rivers, triggering severe landslides and floods. Over 50 people perished, including many children, as homes were swept away or collapsed in the districts of Dadaldura, Acham, Kachampura, and Bajang. Thousands were rendered homeless while blocked roadways hindered relief efforts.
On October 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000, conveying her heavy heart and prayers as she requested that our native or nearby association members go help those most in need. This amount could acquire $426,000 in urgent items if bought in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living.
Our association's native members first completed relief work in the Bajang district and then traveled to the long distance to Acham district, one of the most remote and underdeveloped areas of Nepal. Accompanied by a local police officer, the relief team went to survey the situation and met four families who had lost 10 loved ones, with two who had lost all their family members.
The officer helped our association members arrange relief packages for the 113 families, seven of whom had lost loved ones. The team then distributed the packages containing rice, dried beans, oil and blankets, along with financial aid to the bereaved at the local Siddha Baba temple.
Supplies for the 29 families who lived too far away were given to the police personnel who had offered to deliver them. Government dignitaries, officials, and a representative of the Red Cross Society were also present and expressed their appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai.
The local people in Acham notified the relief team of two families in another district, Dadaldura, who had lost family members, with two children who had survived the calamities by hiding inside a drum. Our association members thus provided them with relief materials and cash assistance.
5 years ago, sir, I am your body period. Co, Karan Lal, my dear, ekdom ramro, alli shuka diye ko ma, ma param guru Qinghai jilai ekdom dhanyavad dina chahanchu.
जो कि मान्छे को घाव में मलम लगाउने काम गरिरहनु भएकोमा उहाँलाई धन्यवाद दिन चाहन्छु।
We thank the police officer and other local personnel for their assistance. Our gratefulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her generosity and heartfelt care for the vulnerable, and to our association's relief team for their diligent endeavors. We pray for the Nepali people's swift return to the regularity of daily life and that such weather extremities subside as we foster kinder eco-balancing ways.
More than 80 fatalities as European snowstorms continue. Millions of people have now been affected by days of snow and sub-zero temperatures, with some regions having over 50 centimeters of snow and temperatures as low as minus 33.6 degrees Celsius. Tens of thousands remain immobilized due to cancelled flights as well as disrupted road and rail transport.
After a three-day shutdown that stranded 75,000 people, the Eurostar high-speed trains began resuming restricted service on Tuesday. Icy roads have caused numerous accidents. In Paris, France, a derailed commuter train injured 36 people and forced the evacuation of its 300 passengers. Another train accident in Zagreb, Croatia, injured 52 people. Officials in Moscow, Russia, deployed 13,000 trucks in an effort to clear the streets. Meanwhile, Poland has reported 42 fatalities, most of whom were homeless, as officials called to citizens to help the vulnerable. Casualties in Ukraine were 27, 13 in Austria, Germany 6, and 2 in France. As power use surged, the National Utility Company of France turned off electricity to 2 million people in order to prevent an even larger blackout.
Upon knowing of these tragic conditions, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately asked that our local association members go, as conditions permit, and offer help in the affected areas to any of the most desperate or neglected. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, she said that funds are available if needed.
Our appreciation, all European officials and personnel, for your timely efforts of assistance and care. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving comfort extended to the storm-afflicted. Our condolences to all who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the soon restored stability of the European people's daily lives and that humanity's increased benevolence helps minimize disasters as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
American star Brittany Murphy remembered. The 32-year-old Hollywood actress passed away on the morning of Sunday, December 20th, in her home in Los Angeles, California, after reportedly experiencing flu-like symptoms for the previous several days. The young celebrity first became known for her role in the film Clueless and went on to be featured in movies such as 8 Mile and Just Married with American actor and producer Ashton Kutcher. Many fellow celebrities conveyed their sense of loss, including American vocalist Jessica Simpson, Hollywood actresses Alyssa Milano and Lindsay Lohan, and music and fashion entrepreneur Russell Simmons, to name a few. Ashton Kutcher wrote, "Today the world lost a little piece of sunshine. My deepest condolences go out to Britney's family, her husband, and her amazing mother, Sharon. We join in sending our sincere sympathies to the family and friends of Brittany Murphy, a shining light whose talent and smile brought joy to countless people. May her soul rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting comfort and love."
Study shows cannabis more detrimental to teens than previously known. A new Canadian study published in Neurobiology of Disease found that daily intake of cannabis or marijuana in youth can cause depression and anxiety, along with irreversible adverse long-term effects on young brains. Focusing on the brain compounds serotonin and norepinephrine, which are linked with mood and brain function, teens who use cannabis were discovered to have decreased serotonin transmission, leading to mood disorders, as well as increased norepinephrine transmission, which causes increased long-term susceptibility to stress. As one of the first to evaluate how cannabis influences depression and anxiety in adolescents, it is also one of the first to show that marijuana consumption causes more harm during adolescence than adulthood. We are thankful for these important findings on the damaging effects of this illicit drug, especially for youths. May such information help all teenagers make wise choices for a full and bright future filled with wholesome possibilities.
Drug plant takes precious water and controls lives. Even as drought is destroying food crops in Yemen, World Bank studies have found that vast amounts of water are being wasted on a plant called khat, which has a narcotic effect when chewed. With food crops that have been abandoned in favor of the more profitable khat, residents in some regions are already having to collect drinking water from animal watering holes, and the survival of the country's 24 million people could soon be at stake. Yemeni Secretary General Tamar Mujahed Shaif al-Ansi recently met with Julia Valeria of the World Bank to discuss ways to reduce khat planting and encourage constructive agricultural alternatives for farmers. We thank Your Excellency, Ms. Valeria, and the World Bank for your efforts to rebuild health and livelihoods. May the beautiful Yemeni people be graced with lives of intoxicant-free happiness and sustainable harmony with the land.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment.
In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability.
60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants.
Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Garson Brothers Freed. The Wa'ed Detainees Association stated on Monday, December 21st, that Syed and Ibrahim Kassab from Gaza City had been released with no charges after a year in Israeli detainment. The two brothers are reported to have rejoined their families. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the regained freedom of Syed and Ibrahim Kassab, as we wish them much happiness in the company of loved ones. Blessed be all innocent people in being allowed to return to their meaningful and deserved lives.
Save our planet. Twice as many record high temperatures as lows in the U.S. According to the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, in Colorado, USA, global warming has triggered unusually mild winters and intense summer heat waves over the past decade. Research led by NCAR senior scientist Dr. Gerald Meal surveyed thousands of weather stations across the nation to compare temperatures on a given day to that of the same date throughout the nation's history. From the start of 2000 to September 30, 2009, over 290,000 record highs have been set in the U.S., more than twice the number of record lows in the same time period.
As data from the previous 60 years show that record highs and lows have previously been about even, this difference confirms that temperatures are on the rise. The study also showed that if current trends of increasing greenhouse gas emissions continue, there will be 20 times more record high temperatures than lows by 2050 and 50 times more by 2100.
Dr. Meal and fellow National Center for Atmospheric Research researchers, our gratitude for your work in revealing this clear but alarming trend. Let us quickly heed such urgent signs and turn to lifestyles that restore the balance of our ecosphere.
In an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke once again with concern about the planet's perilous state and reminded of the fastest way to stabilize our environment.
Everything is heating up so quickly, as we can see from the scientists' report on such alarming upheaval, such as rising sea levels and glacier melting. We must work quickly to avoid such unwanted outcomes. And the most effective way, as I have mentioned, is the organic vegan diet, organic vegetable farming. This is also the fastest way to reverse the increased warming climate to prevent further damage and disaster. The more people who understand and change, the more chance our world will be saved in time.
Save our planet. Amphibian extinction accelerated by human consumption. Amphibians are in rapid decline, with more than one-third of nearly 6,000 species now in jeopardy. Disease is among the primary threats, with one parasitic fungus called chytrid being linked to 94 out of the 159 cases of extinction or endangered status. Scientists at the U.S.-based Smithsonian Institution reported that such diseases are being further spread through the international sale and transport of frog legs for human consumption. Smithsonian biologist Brian Gratwick stated, "Any trade in live frogs or fresh, unskinned frog legs presents a substantial risk of the spread of amphibian chytrid. Although there are no official figures for this unregulated market, researchers estimate that active trade both within Asia and to Europe and the U.S. results in 1 billion frogs being killed to be eaten by humans each year." We thank Dr. Gratwick and associates at the Smithsonian Institute for your concerned observations. May we humans show our care for the unique frog and other co-inhabitants by appreciating them in the harmony and beauty of their natural habitats.
Save Our Planet, satellite imagery from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reveals hotspots in Australia's Great Barrier Reef that foretell imminent severe bleaching in the world's first ecosystem most likely to perish from human-induced climate change.
Save Our Planet, with scientists forecasting increases in the occurrence of mosquito-borne dengue fever due to global warming, the Ministry of Health in Olac or Vietnam reports 74,000 more cases in 2009 compared to 2008, with 17,000 people afflicted and 14 fatalities in 1 month alone.
Save Our Planet. Concerned for their extinction, the European Union bans the fishing of the poor beagle and spurdog shark species.
Save Our Planet. Germany's Spiegel News reports on national climate change effects that include a growing number and range of pathogen-bearing ticks, along with rising sea levels and the stranding of inland ships due to increasingly dried-up water bodies.
Warning News, a paper by the UK-based Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, reports that many scientific journals have no editorial policy for reporting on how animals are used in the scientific research they publish.
I'm Kreti, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm following a plant-based diet. Today I have a tip on organizing space for small apartments. When selecting bookcases or cabinets that will be placed against the wall, look for units that are tall. That way they can hold more books, CDs, or any of your other favorite items. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the World Wide Weather.
Thank you.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Porto Novo, Benin, people of all ages participated in a seminar on climate change. Held at the Porto Novo Museum, our association members shared a video presentation which provided important information about global warming and the necessity to adopt a plant-based diet to save our planet. Animal-free dishes were served, including veggie kebabs, fresh fruit, sandwiches, and salads. We pray that more and more continue to embrace the urgent message of being vegan to protect our world.
Please, be good. Vegan, save the planet.
In good governance news, an Australian state inaugurates $1.7 million Australian dollars planned to support fruit and vegetable growers. The Victorian state government's project will employ 13 industry development workers over the next 3 years. They will be available to give expert advice concerning the effects of climate change and drought on various crops with a view to maximize cultivation efficiency. Our respectful appreciation, Government of Victoria, for your measures to help your citizens in the agricultural sector. May organic farming and the earth-saving vegan diet bring us to an era of plenitude and planetary safety. Coming up on Noteworthy News, vegan food is served exclusively at a fair in Japan. We'll take a quick exercise and be right back. More touching news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helpful news for a righteous world. In veg news, Japan holds the 7th annual vegetarian fair. The Tokyo Veggie Food Festa 2009, located in Yoyogi Park, is one of Japan's largest vegetarian festivals. This year, the festival featured all vegan food. Approximately 100 exhibitors were present, including macrobiotic restaurants and organic vegetable vendors. The two-day event also had a veggie book fair, activities for children, music, dancing, and talks on nutrition and the environment. Loving Heart, one of the 100-plus vegan restaurants around the world, encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's caring vision, hosted a booth serving vegan steamed buns, as well as sharing SOS flyers and DVDs. Kudos Tokyo Veggie Food Festa 2009 and everyone who participated for supporting the planet-protecting vegan diet. May a lifestyle free of animal products soon be the norm for a long-lasting world.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go the green, save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more.
Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Punjabi entitled Boarding Announcement.
ਹਵਾਈ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਦੇ ਅੱਡੇ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ ਟ੍ਰਿਪ ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਿਆਂ ਹੋਇਆਂ ਮੈਂ ਗੇਟ 35 ਤੇ ਬੈਠ ਗਿਆ ਹਵਾਈ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਤੇ ਸਵਾਰ ਹੋਣ ਲਈ ਐਲਾਨ ਦੀ ਉਡੀਕ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਿਰ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਸੰਬੋਧਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦਿਆਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਮੁਆਫੀ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਦੇਣ ਲਈ ਪਰ ਡੈਲਟਾ ਦੀ ਫਲਾਈਟ 570 ਗੇਟ 41 ਤੋਂ ਸਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਲਵੇਗੀ ਸੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਨੇ ਆਪਣਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਚੁੱਕਿਆ ਅਤੇ ਗੇਟ 41 ਤੇ ਲੈ ਗਏ। ਦਸਾਂ ਕੁ ਮਿੰਟਾਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਸੰਬੋਧਨ ਦੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਫਿਰ ਆਈ ਕਿ ਦਰਅਸਲ ਵਿਚ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਫਲਾਈਟ 570 ਉੱਤੇ ਸਵਾਰੀਆਂ ਲਈ ਗੇਟ 35 ਤੇ ਜਾਣਾ ਪਵੇਗਾ। ਸੋ ਫਿਰ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਹੱਥ ਵਿਚ ਚੁੱਕਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਤੇ ਚੁੱਕ ਕੇ ਫਿਰ ਉਸੇ ਥਾਂ ਤੇ ਵਾਪਸ ਆ ਗਏ। ਜਿਉ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੈਠਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਐਲਾਨ ਫਿਰ ਬੋਲਿਆ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਹੈ ਡੈਲਟਾ ਦੇ ਫਿਟਨੈਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣ ਲਈ।
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Tôi xem đài Supreme Master TV do một sự tình cờ qua mạng và từ đó xem thường xuyên trong một thời gian ngắn. Nhờ Supreme Master TV, việc ôn luyện tiếng Anh của tôi rất có hiệu quả. Ngoài việc học tiếng Anh, xem đài Supreme Master TV, tôi rất thích các chương trình Việt Nam như kịch, hát bội hoặc chèo. Tôi xin kính chúc nhân viên đài Supreme Master TV sức khỏe và thăng tiến trong hoạt động phục vụ của quý vị. Kính thư một khán giả của đài.
Gracious viewer, we are happy to hear that you enjoy improving your English as well as watching the Olexies or Vietnamese programs on Supreme Master Television. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly advised us to air shows that can uplift our hearts and minds. May these programs help to awaken individuals to their noble nature and remind the world citizens to realize their deep affinity with the earth-saving vegan diet. With divine light and all our love to your green going co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May virtue and kindness be your trusted companions.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian Parliament Foreign Policy Committee head Konstantin Kosachev announces that an agreement has been reached with the United States regarding the text of a new nuclear arms reduction treaty.
A survey of over 46,000 high school students across the United States finds that methamphetamine use has decreased to its lowest level since 1999, with smoking also the lowest since 1975.
A man who identified himself only as Eddie saved the life of Ms. Charmaine Hill of New South Wales, Australia, when her car flipped after veering off the road and he had pulled her from the vehicle as it was sinking underwater.
With support from the non-profit group The Innocence Project, Mr. James Bain is cleared of all charges based on DNA evidence and is happily released after 35 years of detainment to go care for his mother.
During a meeting of the Turkish Arab Ministers Forum, Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announces that his country is willing to resume facilitation of peace mediations between Syria and Israel.
Award-winning American singer-songwriter Taylor Swift celebrates her 20th birthday by donating $250,000 to U.S. schools to help pay teachers' salaries, purchase books, and fund educational programs.
The 46th anniversary of popular Cuban orchestra Original de Manzanilla is commemorated in the group's founding city of Manzanilla with abundant festivities and cultural events.
Seeing her grandmother collapse with chest pains, 2-year-old Janessa Moa of Wisconsin, USA, quickly ran to alert her mother, shouting Nonna, which resulted in medical help that arrived in time to save her grandma's life.
Citing harms that adversely affect memory, hormones, bone density, and growth, British Chief Medical Officer Professor Sir Liam Donaldson urges young people to avoid alcohol completely.
Turkey and Israel hold their highest level talks for the first time in nearly a year when their presidents met on the sidelines of the UN Climate Change Conference, pledging to resume positive and stable relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.